Talks of a potential merger have been circulating for months. There's been speculation in the seafood industry press that the two Seattle-based companies are seeking to remain competitive against the other major industry players in Alaska.
To meet the strength of Trident Seafoods and Silver Bay Seafoods, Icicle and Ocean Beauty really needed to do this.
That's Drew Cherry, editor of IntraFish, which covers the seafood industry. He first reported on a possible deal exactly a year ago. He says it's driven by a big picture trend, more processing plants than fish to fill them.
There's a lot of overcapacity in the Alaska salmon processing sector. It's not exactly a sector that's doing that well right now.
The Icicle and Ocean Beauty Collective Venture will own 10 shoreside processing plants across coastal Alaska. Several are on Bristol Bay, but there are also plants in Cordova, on Kodiak Island, and in Southeast. There have been upgrades to some of the plants in Bristol Bay, says Cherry, who grew up in the region.
But beyond that, a lot of these Alaska salmon facilities, they're not in great shape.
Ocean Beauty CEO Mark Palmer will lead the new venture OBI Seafoods. He says since 2016, the two companies have invested $50 million into their plants and bristles at the suggestion that those operations are falling behind.
So when you drive by a plant and look at it from the outside, it may not look that much different. When you go inside, they're significantly different.
He says the company will redouble its commitment to modernizing its Alaska operations, and this merger will cut costs and allow it to do this.
The ownership group is not going to take dividends out of the Alaska operation. They're going to plow those back in to investments in the plant. So we have a long-term commitment in the ownerships to build up the plants and modernize them.
The two companies have very different owners. Half of Ocean Beauty is owned by the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. The other half is a small group of outside investors. Icicle, on the other hand, was bought by privately held Canadian giant Cook Seafoods in 2016.
Cook is one of the world's largest salmon farming companies.
Cherry says that creates some natural tension with Alaska's wild salmon industry.
The majority of, I don't want to say majority, but a big chunk of the Alaska salmon processing sector is now partly owned or partly controlled by a major salmon farming company.
Palmer, the CEO, says about half of Cook's sales volume is wild harvest. He says its partners in Bristol Bay raised some concerns, but came to see the natural benefits of a deal.
It's certainly some consternation, you know, in the initial conversations with BBDC being, you know, a Bristol Bay company. But they got past that very quickly, and they recognized that they're partners with a global seafood giant.
It's too early to speculate what the merger will mean for Alaska fishermen and the market price for the catch. Second-generation Southeast fisherman Justin Peeler is a skipper of the 58-foot fishing vessel Defiant out of Sitka. He's been selling to Icicle for more than 15 years.
As an Icicle fisherman, this will be my third merger, if you will. Icicle has bounced around a little bit in that time frame.
He says he's cautiously optimistic the combined company will grow its North American market share. He says Icicle has been a strong company, but has sold much of its fish outside the United States.
We haven't had a large domestic presence, and I'm excited to see that grow. And I think with the merger of the two companies, I think it puts both companies in a position to have that happen.
Not included in the merger are Icicle's two floating processing vessels, the Gordon Jensen and the Northern Victor, which is permanently moored in Dutch Harbor. Those two vessels will continue to operate under Icicle Seafoods. Ocean Beauty will maintain its smoked salmon and distribution network under the name OBS Smoked and Distribution. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.